America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Darryl!
Is our Browns beat reporter, Darryl Ryder. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You may have heard him talking to Ken Dorsey during the Browns play callers press conference that we heard about 40 minutes ago right here on Baskin and Phelps. Good morning, Darryl.
I know I am energized and ready for this.
See, I thought you would be. I did think it was interesting that Ken said this was the
inspiring
first.
Inspiring came immediately to mind, Jeff.
A what?
Inspiring. He was a little inspiring. He tried, didn't he? Got to get A for
There's
effort.
No magic poach or no magic pill to fix this offense. I feel better already.
Menigan has a new toy. Unfortunately, Ken Dorsey's press conference inspired him to use it way too often today, Darryl. I did think it was interesting.
Darryl, that might have been me at the game last week, too, by the way.
Or during a podcast.
Actually, I can confirm that was you during the game, Baskin.
It was me during the game.
I have pictures to prove it.
Yeah, he does. I may have just kind of...
You didn't send those to Jeff and I? What the hell, man?
He had to delete them right away.
I thought we were cool.
I just was shutting my eyes, contemplating what the Browns could be doing better. That's all I was doing.
Darryl, I may have those from... right here in the studio, but I won't send them to you.
You know, there's nothing better than a good 13, 14-second nap. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, okay, can I get to my point?
No, not really.
Did you find it at all interesting that Ken Dorsey said this was the first time that Kevin brought up the notion of me calling plays?
Yeah, I did find that. That was one of a few things I found interesting this morning. All keyword right. Few.
What else?
That was about the magic coach, no magic pill quote was pretty good. In fact, that's going to be the lead brownie bite today, because they're just about they're terrible and just about doing everything offensively, which is why I asked him if does him calling plays change anything materially, and he's like, yeah, no, not really. So I'm like, okay, good. So we have that to look forward to. Great.
Is this team going to look any better on Sunday?
Lord, that was an extended Baskin sigh.
All right, is this team going to look any better on Sunday? Any better?
Probably not. Probably not. They are playing the Ravens, and the Ravens are really good at football.
Their pass defense stinks. Jameis is going to throw for 973.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, Darryl.
Have you seen the Browns pass game this year?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They have played a few teams that have struggled defending the pass, except for when they play the Browns.
Yeah, but now you have a different quarterback, one whose arm is actually still attached to his body.
Yeah, well, the other arm got sewn back on, too, so I don't think we're going to use that excuse.
Okay.
Darryl, I do invite everyone to check out the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. By the way, that is...
Darryl's not just making an appearance for a promo. We're supposed to get information
No. This is for a promo, too. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. In fact, if you go to that It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast right now, Darryl, you will find it absolutely riveting. And do you think it's cute that the city is trying to use the Modell Act?
I wasn't done talking about the passing game.
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
You're going stadium already?
Yes, because Darryl has a lot to say and we don't have a lot of time.
Okay, well, we got all the time we want. It's Darryl's show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. I want people to go listen to the podcast, too. So.
Darryl, does anything change with Ken Dorsey calling plays? Do you think any schematically, philosophy, anything based on maybe what he did in Buffalo?
Probably not, because
okay.
After he got fired in Buffalo, things all of a sudden went well for the Bills. And they haven't really looked back. So, no, I really don't. I think that the material change potentially could come with what you alluded to, the fact that Jameis Winston's starting this week, not Deshaun Watson. Maybe Jameis can provide a spark to an offense that can't score 20 points or put together a play that can go for 40 yards. Like, that's just mind-boggling to me that they have zero plays this year through seven games that have gone for 40 yards. Everyone else in the league has multiple plays that have gone for 40 yards. The Browns don't have a single one. And they've not been able to score 20 points in the game. So, and even worse, like they've, you know, the offense is actually even worse than that if you take away defensive and special team scoring. So, like, so that's where my intrigue lies is, you know, can Jameis Winston, he's the guy that's been doing the, you know, the 1-2-3 go Browns and all that, you know, the pregame speeches and stuff like that, you know, can he rally the troops? And he did talk about that yesterday, that it's a lot easier to do those types of things when you're actually on the field participating rather than just being the guy, you know, holding the clipboard on the sidelines providing support. So I'll be interested to see if Jameis can be the guy to give them a bit of a spark. Because I kind of feel like that at this point in the season is really what we're clinging to.
All right, Daryl, I'm going to go two roads here. Why don't you pick the road we're going to go down. Ready? One, Kevin Stefanski's future. Kevin Stefanski's future. Two, the future home of the Browns. So you pick your poison.
Well, I'll just say this about Kevin's future. I find the decision, the timing, all that somewhat interesting. I don't know if that is a decision that he made in a vacuum and all by himself. I think that there's some questions there. They need to start winning some football games. They need to start showing a pulse, especially on the offensive side of things, because they've got too much talent to be this inept.
All right, Daryl, let me take it down the other road then. The Modell Law, which seems to be something that either city or city council would like to be invoked on the Browns concerning their moving away from the lakefront, will or will not be a real thing here?
Well, I think it's going to be a real thing in the fact that the city is going to, take it to the courts and see if they can compel the Browns to remain within the city limits. I don't know how, if the Browns fulfill the lease obligation, I don't know how the city has standing when the team fulfilled the obligation to the lease and there is no monies, whether it's repaying the Browns for the 2014-15 loan, renovation, whether it's the debt service on the stadium, there's no financial obligations for the city of Cleveland beyond 2028. I'm not a lawyer. I kind of feel like this is performance art. I kind of feel like this is a way where the city is asking or wants the Browns to cut them a check just for fun. Because I was just curious, the Browns right now pay $250,000 a year in rent for that stadium. Okay. So that is $7.5 million over 30 years. I don't know. The Browns cut a check to the city of Cleveland for $7.5 million and say to them, "Hey, we'll pay you rent for the next 30 years to let us go away." And we'll make a one-time payment, and boom, there you go. Here's your $7.5 million.
Yeah, but if that gets out, right, that's bad for the politicians, isn't it? If that would get out, spending money that they don't have to. I mean, come on, we got an election coming up.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I just feel like this is a lot of it's performance art and disingenuous from these politicians right now. I really do.
Daryl, is it the mayor or is it council? Like, who's pushing this?
It's all of them together? It's all of them. Yeah, I mean, it's just,
Because you would think in some ways, because somebody walked up to me today and they go, I kind of understand everybody's side on this, but At one point, doesn't the city want to like focus on some other stuff where they're not, they don't have to play landlord, and that they can rehabilitate the lakefront and actually have some development down there and look at this as a fresh start, actually moving forward rather than backward?
Yeah, I mean, the stadium's not easy to maintain and upkeep. And I wrote about this yesterday. I encourage people to go to on our website and read what I wrote, not just about the Modell Law thing, but I've got some more detail regarding what it would take to stay in that stadium. The $1 billion renovation, by the way, is like the starting point to stay in the stadium. I've talked to folks that have told me that there is the potential over the course of a new lease that the city wants in that building, that there's an additional $500 to $700 million in capital improvements that would be need to be accounted for going throughout the course of that lease, you know, that 25 to 30 year lease. So it's this whole thing's about more than $1 billion renovation going into that stadium as well. And I think that that's, you know, and by doing that, guess what? Okay, you're investing that money. Let's say it's $1.7 billion over 30 years that gets invested into that particular stadium. Guess what you don't get? You don't get the Final Four. You don't get college football playoff games. You don't get bowl games. You don't get the draft. You can't compete for a Super Bowl. You can't, like, all those other major events, all of a sudden you don't get. But, hey, you got a shiny new renovated stadium. Well, for $700 million more, over 30 years for that, you know, $1.7 billion. Well, you get a shiny new dome that allows you to compete for all of those extra events as well. So, you know, this is, again, I just feel like the Cleveland politicians right now, the county politicians, they're not forward thinking, and they're thinking about saving face. And they're acting like the Browns are moving to Baltimore again. They're not. They're literally moving across the street from the airport and going to, you know, and want to put in a complex that will complement what is going to be invested in the airport as well. So I don't understand why they're doing it other than they want the Browns to cut them a check to say bye to Cleveland. That's the only thing that I can think of is as far as their motivation.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.